Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is already facing two primary challengers in his re-election bid next year and could soon be facing a third. That third challenger could be Congressman Joe Kennedy. A Democratic official who chose to remain nameless told the New York Times Kennedy is weighing it and could decide soon. James Pendle, political reporter for the Boston Globe, is part of a team that also wrote about this weekend and joins us now. Good morning, James, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this idea that Joe Kennedy might be considering a primary challenge to Ed Markey? How likely or not?
Well, how likely is he considering it? It's quite likely. What's been happening in the last couple of weeks, as we've been learning pretty much over the weekend, is a regimented sort of campaign to see in different pressure points if Kennedy could sort of nudge out Markey. Markey famously got out of a Senate race in 1984 that he was doing quite well in because a guy named John Kerry got in the race, and Markey got a little nervous that he wouldn't be able to win. Of course, now Markey is the incumbent, but this is also a Kennedy, not the lieutenant governor like John Kerry was. So we're going to see where this is going to head right now. But Kennedy is certainly trying to put different pressure points on this. I don't know if you wanted this to be as public as it is this weekend, but here we are.
So how do you put a pressure point on a sitting U.S. senator?
Well, one way is to show that if I got in the race, I being Kennedy, this is over, and your career that has started in the mid-1970s, Ed Markey, is going to go down in a defeat. You don't want to do that, right? You don't want to actually run. He commissioned a poll, he being Kennedy, on the matchup of a number of people with Markey, particularly himself. The results of that poll showed that Kennedy was winning. It was not an amazing victory, but he was winning, and the campaign hasn't even started. So you can make an argument that, hey, Ed Markey, I know you're in. I know we haven't even begun this, but I'm already ahead. Again, do you really want to risk your entire political career being ended in a defeat? On the other hand, Ed Markey might say, yes, I'm going to smoke you out. I don't think you're actually serious about giving up a very safe congressional seat. You could be Speaker of the House down the line. And, you know, the Kennedys aren't supposed to lose. So if I'm in this race, it might be too risky for you to get in the race. So they're both kind of staring each other down right now.
And Kennedy has said that he plans to run for re-election to Congress because, as you point out, it should be a very safe seat for him for pretty much as long as he wants it.
Yeah, publicly they are definitely saying they are running for re-election. Behind the scenes, they are definitely exploring a run for the U.S. Senate. And right now it's about who's going to blink first or who really wants it. If Markey definitely doesn't want it that well, and then he may get out eventually. If Kennedy really wants it, then he may get in. We are sort of staring each other down in something that could be probably the most high-profile congressional primary in the United States next year.
Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, of course, was successful last year in her Democratic primary challenge to longtime incumbent Congressman Mike Capuano. Do you think that motivates Kennedy at all?
Well, we are definitely, yes, it does, but maybe not directly, but maybe more indirectly. We are definitely in a period where the rules are being changed, and to continue to play the old rules and for us to think that Kennedy should play the old rules may be illogical. At the same time, Kennedy can look around and say, hold on here. If I wait my turn and Markey gets another 6 years, if Elizabeth Warren doesn't win the presidential race and she's around for another at least 4 years, or I guess in this case five, what's the political landscape going to look like? Mara Healey, for example, could be governor if by that point. You could look around and say maybe I have to face a primary against Ayanna Pressley for this Senate seat. Maybe it's unsafe to wait so long for a Senate seat to open up.
James Pendle, bottom line, do you think Joe Kennedy will run or not?
I don't know. I definitely don't think we are going to have a primary between Markey and Kennedy. One's either going to blink.
James Pendle with the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks or months.
Thanks a lot.